Selectmen's meeting, June 6, 2018.
We can all stand for the pledge. It's in the back, flag's in the back of the room. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we have public comment. Senator, how do you say your last name?
Gaida.
You can come up if you'd like.
Thank you very much. Should I be seated or?
You can have a seat, sure.
Thank you. Thank you for your indulgence. I am just traveling around unannounced to the 27 towns and the boards of selectmen to update on things that are going on in Concord or have gone on, and take any questions, ask any concerns that you might have about things going forward. I think we did a good job this year. We got a lot of things done. We spent a lot of money back to this towns, roads, bridges, $38 million for that. $30 million appropriated for school security updates and improvements, doors, windows, alarm systems, cameras, those types of things. Spent a lot of money on mental health and on substance abuse, trying to attack those. Still, I think, the primary issue that we have. It's the scourge of our workforce. 30% of our workforce can't pass a drug test. We're trying to invite high-tech companies in. I voted against decriminalization of marijuana because most of those high-tech companies either have defense contracts or contracts in the cyber world that require security clearances. And if you have a violation or a use of a drug, you're not employable. Well, if we're trying to invite companies in to improve our economy, why are we doing this? Okay, every police department, every child advocacy group, every recovery and rehab association in the country was against it. So I voted against it. And doesn't do our kids any good, doesn't do our companies any good, doesn't do our state. As you know, the deaths from opioids are down, but the incidence of overdoses is continuing to climb for the state. So not good trends, and yet we liberalize the laws that would lead to this type of abuse. Other than that, I'm on the Finance Committee. I'm Vice Chairman of Ways and Means. We got rid of the electricity consumption tax last year, you know that. We continue to cut the business enterprise and business profit taxes. The state budget, I'm on finance as well. We, as of the end of April, were $99.6 million up on what we had projected for the budget. A large part of that because of President Trump and Congress's repatriation, which has a really good effect on our business enterprise and business profit tax for the company. So we're seeing a huge surge in that. It's one-time money. We spend a lot of it on one-time issues. Again, roads, drugs, opioids, security for schools, and so forth. So, again, managing from the 10,000-foot view, I think we've done what we intend to do. I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative. We cut taxes. I believe that businesses will provide more revenue as they grow, and that's happening. It's proving itself out. No way at this point to determine what part of that roughly $100 million was due to our tax cuts and what part was due to Trump's repatriation and the new tax code. But we know that it's in there, and it'll play itself out here in the next probably 3 years, 2 to 3 years. I'm here to listen to what your priorities might be at this point in time and see what maybe we can incorporate those into my next run, because I am going to be running again.
We got my understanding is that the rooms and meals tax got switched a little bit. We used to be 60-40 split. Now we're only getting 25%.
I will check. I know that there's some consternation amongst towns.
I don't know how did that happen. Was that legislation?
That wasn't done in this session, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing this from towns, which obviously you raise the revenues, you need to have them back. So I think that will be a priority for me in the next session going forward. Our big priority this time was mental health and substance abuse.
The other thing that's important to us and to Bristol and Hill, Franklin, New Hampton, is to, and we've had issues with it in the past, ensuring that we get our flood control money.
Okay.
And what's happened is that when Romney was governor,
they stopped the payments to New Hampshire.
Yeah. And New Hampshire legislature picked up the slack and put the money in the state budget. And I don't know if that got resolved. I think what happened a couple of years ago is that the legislature took what took the appropriation to give to the towns and put it in the Attorney General's budget.
Right.
And asked the AG to go after Massachusetts.
Right.
I don't know if that got resolved, but the flood control money for like towns like Samerton and Hill and Bristol and New Hampton is a big...
Substantial.
It's a big revenue item.
Okay.
And to lose that or have that money delayed, it becomes a real problem. So I don't know if that's something you could keep in mind during the next budget cycle to
follow.
And see if we can... I don't know what needs to be done with Massachusetts in terms of them.
I honestly think this is going to be a federal lawsuit because we as a state legislature can pass a law, but it has no effect on Massachusetts. And I'm not aware of any leverage that we have to say, you know what, you don't do this, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Not that two wrongs don't make a right, but still. So my guess would be that Attorney General's going to have to file suit in federal court to make them honor that agreement.
Because there is an interstate compact agreement where they're supposed to pay us.
Right, but they're not honoring it, and therefore,
right.
You know, we can legislate all day long, but our laws don't apply to Massachusetts.
Yeah. But I think you said that we did get our money this year.
Yes.
For the flood control.
Yep, and the year prior as well.
Okay.
Okay, so...
But it's been a problem in the past few years where there's been a delay and they haven't put it in and...
I'll keep an eye on it.
Okay, but...
Thank you.
In terms of the Finance Committee, that's something maybe you can keep an eye out for the small towns and at least raise that issue.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, actually probably under the purview of both because Ways and Means is how we raise it. That would be an income and then... finances how we spend it. So,
okay.
Also served on education as the vice chairman of both Ways and Means and Education.
Yeah.
So we're working towards getting a lot of stuff done. A lot of this focused on school safety after the Parkland and that type of stuff. The commission is meeting, Governor's Commission on School Safety and what we can do to improve it. I'm sure that those folks will come up with some recommendations and we'll see what evolves out of that legislatively in the next session. Mm-hmm.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by.
Well, I appreciate your time.
I'm Tom Saltoto.
Tom, nice to meet you.
And I'm Katie North.
Katie North.
Katie, thank you for your time.
Our administrative assistant.
And I know where to find you.
Yes, you sure do.
There's a voter sitting over there that's taking minutes.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
She lives over in, Andover? Salisbury?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you
nice
very
meet.
Much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to business. Appointment. Yeah. Ken Carlton for the Franchise Agreement Advisory Committee. Welcome to Samerton, Ken.
Thank you.
This is my new neighbor.
Now, where did you move to?
112 Hermit Lake, right next to her.
Hermit Lake?
Hermit Lake.
He's right next door to me now.
Right next door. Throw a rock at her house.
Yep.
You can keep an eye on her.
Yeah, see? See that he's got some tall orders.
Now, your insurance rate should go down for your house.
You got a firefighter on the other side,
right?
Well, I'm Tom Saltello. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So you're interested in joining the Franchise Agreement Advisory Committee?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So?
Are you going to be convening a meeting of that group soon?
I think soon because
yep.
This is our last appointment.
Okay. Yep. They're looking at first meeting being June 28th at 6:30 p.m.
Okay.
Here.
What is it, June?
28th.
At 6:30. Okay. And what day of the week is that, do you know?
That is a Thursday, I believe.
So I will make a motion that we appoint Kenneth Carlton as an alternate member to the Franchise Agreement Advisory Committee, the term of position from appointment until March 15th, 2019.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. I will take the pleasure of swearing you in. Ken, do you want to stand? Upon taking the oath of office and having this appointment, on this 6th day of June 2018, the Town of Samerton Board of Selectmen hereby appoints Kenneth Carlton as an alternate member to the Franchise Agreement Advisory Committee. The term for this position is from appointment until March 19, 2019. Upon taking the oath of office and having this appointment and the certificate of oath of office recorded in the office of the municipal clerk, you shall have the powers, perform duties, and be subject to the liabilities of such office until term of expiration. Raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Kenneth Carlton.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge and perform.
Discharge and perform.
All duties incumbent upon me.
All duties incumbent upon me.
As a member of.
As a member of.
The Franchise Agreement Advisory Committee.
Franchise Agreement.
Advisory Committee. According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
Agreeable to the rules and regulations.
Agreeable to the rules and regulations.
Of the Constitution and laws.
Of the Constitution and laws.
Of the state of New Hampshire.
Of the state of New Hampshire.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome aboard.
Sign right
Thank
here.
You.
Sign right there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We are all set. If you have any questions for us,
okay.
I'm sending out an email.
Okay.
With meeting dates and
okay,
all the information with the prior franchise agreement or okay, the current franchise agreement.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Okay.
The information. Thank
cool.
you. Ken.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. All right. Here's that. So moving on to the bond anticipation note bid award.
So the municipal bond bank put out to bid our bond anticipation note, which was approved at town meeting, and three bids came back in, and so we need you to award the bid. My recommendation would be for the low bidder, Franklin Savings Bank, which is also our current bank that we have a relationship with. And I'll note that there aren't any special conditions, or there don't appear to be any special conditions with their bid. With TD Bank, for example, they have a condition that we would have to open an account with their bank that they would deposit the funds in. So given that it's our current bank, I think there are fewer conditions that the town would have to meet.
Well, I'll make a motion that we, if it's okay, accept the bid from Franklin Savings Bank for the
bond anticipation.
All
right, I'll second it. Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries.
Okay, and they are going to have the closing documents for the board to sign at your June 27th meeting, and then they'll have a closing date of July 10th. So we'll have the funds for the next fiscal year for that.
Perfect.
That's a good rate.
Okay, we have selectmen's schedule on court dates.
So I know there's been a little bit of discussion here and there. I gave you a heads up that we'll need to have selectmen available end of June for trial dates in court for this action. In your packet, there is the original complaint filed, as well as the town's answer to the complaint. So you can have some background information on there. In terms of discussing the town's position for the trial, we need to go into non-public for that, but the complaint documents are public. So for the trial dates, we're looking for a town representative. It's the week of, let's see, last week of June, Monday through Thursday. And we need to represent them between the hours of 10 and 12 a.m. and then again 2 and 4 p.m.
I just looked at this and I can't be involved because the firm that's representing the town represented me.
Okay.
So this is in.
Represented me as an attorney, so that would be a real conflict of interest.
So I can be there on the 25th from the 10 to 12 to 2 to 4, and I have an appointment on the 26th at 10. I don't think I'll be around that afternoon either, so we can ask John
okay,
if he wants to be there then. And then if we need to have somebody there that Wednesday. And then the 28th, we'll see if John's around then.
So we'll ask John for 26 and 28.
Yeah, and it's early enough I can try and rearrange that appointment on the 26th, but I just rearranged it to the 26th, so.
Sure. Okay. And for Wednesday, do you want to see if John's available as well, or divide up the day?
I can do the Monday and the Wednesday, that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, when he gets back, if we have to divide it up, whatever. Right now, I can cover it, but if we have to divide it up or whatever, we can figure that out then.
Okay. And the attorney's contact information is on the email in your packet, so if you need to have a conversation with him in advance to kind of get up to speed on the town's position and strategy, you can certainly.
Yes, yeah, we don't have to say anything, we just have to be present.
Right, you have to represent the town. There are other representatives who are going to be there or available as witnesses. So your role would be as representing the town in court.
Okay.
In that sense.
Yeah. I'll take a look at it and see what's what.
Okay.
Okay, we're at the monthly expenditure report.
Why is this going to court? Why can't this get resolved?
There was an attempt to settle, and the complainant wasn't interested, and so that's why it came to this level.
Well, my only suggestion is, Katie, when if you go to court and you talk to the attorney representing the town, is that there's nothing to preclude him and you having a discussion with the attorney Philpott and the other side to try to reach a resolution.
I'll give him a call.
You know, an agreement. I mean, I didn't read the whole thing, but it sounds like this is something that could be handled.
I'll read
amicably.
I'll read the information.
That's all, you know.
And then I'll give the attorney
okay,
a call.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Moving on, monthly expenditure report, May.
Okay. So since we're getting close to year end, things get bigger and tighter. Under executive, 4130, 315, we had a hefty IT bill this month, or May, I should say. And that invoice was actually for October through December. So we're going to be going over further. Problem being, which is why for FY19, we gave each department that didn't have one an IT line, is that I don't know how much further we're going to be going over because not all of the labor is for this office. So I'll be submitting an implicit transfer, but I'll have to stop at a certain amount and just presume that we're going to go over a little bit more without knowing how much at this point. So I want to put that on your radar. Moving on to town clerk tax collector, 4151, line 130. As of now, that line with the payout for the town clerk tax collector has gone over by over $10,000. And then with a salary that's going to be coming through for the next couple weeks, that line is ultimately going to be over by $13,356. So we'll need an implicit transfer for that. I'll take a note for that. And then also as an FYI, in 4151-390, the professional services, that's just their vitals and dogs fees. It's a regular expense, and it's still within the budget, or under budget, rather, for that line.
Okay.
Revaluation, 4152, line 312, assessing. That continues to go over. I know we have at least one invoice of $300 coming in for June, and we'll probably have a little bit more with the preparations that they've helped with the warrant. So we'll have an implicit transfer form for that. I'm not sure at this time how much it'll be over, but I'm sure at point by year end it'll be the $1,500 threshold at that time. 4153000 legal services. We're doing well with that line. If we stay on track, we'll have some surplus there that we might be able to utilize for our implicit transfers. That's one line that we can tap into for that. And then 4155210 medical insurance. That payment that you see reflected is the payment for the month of June. So everything that's left there will be subject to just HRAs. So that's also another line where we have some monies available for implicit transfers. And at this point, we have HRAs coming in, but they're smaller amounts. So we haven't had any huge numbers come in at this point. So it's safe to say that we'll have some there to utilize for implicit transfers. Also, same for line 212, payment in lieu of medical insurance. Any potential payments have already been made for the year, so that $2,000 isn't going to go down anymore at this point. And then 4155300 retirement. That's going to go over by a little bit based on the compensation increases, the slight ones that were made, but it should be less than $1,000 at this point, so we don't anticipate needing a transfer for that. Okay, 4194, general government buildings, line 430, repairs and maintenance. This line is going to be reimbursed by the capital reserve funds, but it's going to be just under $17,000. So we'll still need an implicit transfer because the line's still going to be over by about $20,000 for repairs. I think we've had a lot of smaller repairs this year, not really bigger projects that we get reimbursed for. So I think with the overall budget with this line, we'll be okay, but we'll still need an implicit transfer to know exactly where we're not expending in this line. For example, equipment purchase has just under $6,000 left in it, so we can look into that further and plan for that for the next month. Police, 4210,900. Animal control charges, that's also where the prosecutor is getting charged out of, which is why it's gone over by so much and the board had a heads up on, but there is no implicit transfer on file for that at this point, so we'll need to file that so we have that documentation for the board and the budget committee.
When, at the beginning of FY18, the money for the prosecutor that in that, I think I have the file out in the car, for all the movement, there wasn't extra money added to this, or would we add it for a contract?
I think it was presented as within the budget, it was going to be okay, but it wasn't documented with implicit transfer form. So we'll just need the chief to document which line he's under expending to compensate for that.
So when we moved everything around, there was money left that was going to overtime. We eventually took that. And I don't remember how it was going to be funded. I actually have the file in my car. I'll look it up.
Was gasoline one of them, maybe? Because there's
4210,900. So we moved money, the salaries around. We moved money from other areas of that budget to, and then whatever was left, it went to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And then we then took money from the overtime to put someplace else when we did the other adjustments. But I want to say that there was an implicit transfer that was talked about. If not, Peggy doesn't have one.
No, so we'll need it.
Let me look at my pay matrix thing.
Okay. Fire, 4220, line 660, vehicle maintenance and repairs. Some of this may get reimbursed with the ambulance. Once we get the final payment for the ambulance, and the treasurer will transfer those monies from the special fund, but there'll still be some that's going to be over, so you will be anticipating an implicit transfer from the fire chief for this, because you had those unplanned vehicle repairs recently that were pretty expensive. Highway 4312, 100, highway block grant. We haven't received the invoice yet for the work done on, was it Hermit Woods Road? So that should be utilized for that. We should be getting that in any day, but I'll check in with Johnny to make sure that we get that.
Yeah, that's important.
Paid through.
And it comes out of this grant money and not the non-lapsing.
Right.
Yeah.
And then also 140 overtime is way over. So we'll need an implicit transfer for that from the highway director, as well as for 398 hired snow removal. So we're looking at close to $23,000 between the two of those lines that were over. And line 690, miscellaneous. You'll see for the June report, we had the invoices come in for the well replacement. So you'll see that going over by over $10,000 next month. And we have the implicit transfer where we're utilizing funds from the transfer station budget for their vehicle repairs and some of their part-time salaries.
Okay.
But that'll be reflected next month for you. Speaking of transfer, moving on to transfer station 4324. 390 contract services, they're well over there. And I'm sure we'll go over even further for June, so we'll need implicit transfer form for that. It'll definitely be over $8,000, I would think. So the transfer station manager will need to submit that.
Is someone going to assist him with the process for the first time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then general assistance, as we all know, that's been going over much of the end of this year. 4445000 and 4445100. I would think that we're done with expenditures for fuel assistance, but I think we still have some vendor payments coming through. So the welfare director will need to submit implicit transfers for those, but we're looking at probably close to $10,000 by the time of year end being over for that. And the overall bottom line for this budget is over, so we'll probably need to look elsewhere in the budget for this transfer. And then to end on a good note, 4909000. At the end of the month, we'll see reimbursement from the Capital Reserve Fund for $242,500 for that. So it'll still be over, but not quite as much for that.
And the engineering Little Bay Road money, that's?
That's been received. However, that gets deposited in our revenue accounts. It doesn't get put against this line.
Okay.
So the auditors will utilize that and put it against the budget, but we just don't see it on our expenditure report because it's revenue.
Gotcha.
And that's all I have. Do you have any questions?
I do not. Do you have any questions?
No, the only question I had as you're going through, I don't know, is this an informational item, if you have a chance, when you're talking to the fire chief, if he's getting more results from Lakes Region General Hospital in terms of them sharing the information so he could bill, get our money from billing. I know there was a problem there. I don't know if that got resolved or not. You know, if not, does he feel we need to do something as a board to, help with that problem?
Sure.
That's the only thing. So otherwise, the budget looks pretty good at this point for end of the year, which is good.
Yeah, I think we'll we're over in some areas, but overall I think we're going to be okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. We're on other business. We got the LRPC electricity supply contract update.
Yeah, so originally the plan was that Chair North was going to come in on the 11th to sign the contract, and they've shifted their schedule a little bit. So what they're going to do is they're going to provide us with copies of the bids on June 11th, which you can then review at your June 13th meeting.
So I need to come in that day.
So June 20th is the new contract signature time.
Well, if you're not available, Katie, to come in and sign that, I'll be the backup.
Yeah, no, I was available. They just don't need. I was available. They just don't need me on the 11th.
You're all set.
It'll be the 20th instead. They need somebody to sign, and the times that should be available.
Okay.
I believe it was between 11 and 3. They're going to send it around 11, and they'll need it signed by 3. But let me just verify that for you real quick. So with the 20th. Be a date that would work for you?
Yeah.
Yep, so they're trying to send it around noon, and they'll need it back before 3. So if you want to come in my office, you can just do it on my computer, and you can take care of it from there.
Right. I can be here like around 1 o'clock or so.
Okay.
All right. Any other business? Down to selectmen's reports.
No, I don't. I'm all set.
Okay, I have a couple things. So I have the transfer station operating manual, 99.99% complete, with Rick's help. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give this to Katie, so you can leave that in your office for now. It's dated today. I have a couple of housekeeping items that I wanted the board's help with. So we have a smoking policy in the town. Personnel policy, and then we have a town policy. So I wanted to see if the board was agreeable to rescind the policy, the smoking policy, and the personnel policy, and refer to the town of Sanberton's smoking policy that's currently adopted by the Board of Selectmen.
Which is what?
So there's a smoking policy and the personnel policy. They're not the same, is basically it. So there's three things here. There's the personnel policy, the rescinding of the smoking policy, and refer to town policy. The update of the town policy, smoking policy, and then the adoption of the smoking policy for the transfer station, which these three housekeeping items will complete that manual and clean up the rest of the.
So you want.
So I need a motion to rescind the smoking policy and the personnel policy and refer to the town of Sanberton's smoking policy as currently adopted by the Board of Selectmen.
Which is what? That?
Which is this. Well, which is actually this.
What are we adopting?
So we're rescinding the smoking policy from the personnel policy.
Okay.
Is what I'd like to do right now. So I'll put a motion on the table to rescind the smoking policy and the personnel policy and refer the town policy that's currently adopted by the Board of Selectmen.
Okay, my question is, what's the current?
This is the current policy.
This is what you want to adopt.
So this is already adopted.
Okay.
So we have to rescind this one.
Yeah.
To refer to this one. And then this one has been revised so that we need another motion to amend this one here. And then we need a motion to adopt this one for that manual.
So you have revisions, proposed revisions for the existing.
Correct.
Policy.
Because this policy is the current town policy that's incorrect. This is the current smoking policy for the personnel policy that is also incorrect.
And this Which is the correct one? That?
Okay, so the correct procedure is to rescind the one from the personnel policy and refer to the town policy. Can we do that? I'll make that motion. Do I have a second?
Okay.
All right. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Policy rescinded. Okay, now, the town of Sanberton has a smoking policy that is in effect as of July 15, 2009, which is also incorrect. It has been amended to correct where you smoke at the transfer station, additional information for the highway garage, and remove the recreation office. So that's been amended, and I would like to make a motion to adopt the amended smoking policy for the town of Samerton, effective June 8th, 2018. Do I have a second?
You want to adopt this?
Yes. That's amended from what we have right now. That's the amended version. April has it over there. We did it this afternoon.
Consultation.
June 8th or today?
I'm sorry, June 6th. I've been saying it's the 8th all day.
Okay, that looks okay.
I need a second.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
We sign this.
Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. So, yeah, we sign one copy. Yep. Go ahead and sign.
Okay, that's fair.
So that is the new, and we just need to get the revision date put on 6/8/18. There's that. So then for the manual, they need to have the smoking policy that reads, smoking permitted only on this property, in the perimeter of the town, property on Shaw Hill Road side, or in your own vehicle. All other areas of this transfer station are to be considered smoke-free environment. Thank you for cooperation. Per order of the Board of Selectmen, adopted June 6th of 2018. Do I have a motion?
So they can, near the perimeter of the town property and on Shaw Road side, or in your own vehicle.
Yep.
That's fine.
Okay. Is that a motion?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll second it. Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. This goes with their, that, and then there's a section. If you want to just stick it in the front for now, that's fine. All right, so the only other thing that I wanted to make the board aware of is that, I'll give this to you, Katie, that there's a actual town ordinance for the use of the dump. This is dated 1978, which is what's on the town website. This afternoon, we found out there's a revised copy of this from
1991.
And it was a warrant article. So this is going to have to go on the warrant for next year to rescind that, because that does not, that's not the, that ordinance is not how we do business. We now have an operating manual and a different transfer station. It's actually not a dump anymore, it's a transfer station.
Yeah. Did the Solid Waste Committee take a look at this? Or?
Yeah.
Is this your sign section right here?
So,
there's a spot for the smoker policy. I'll have to find it.
Okay.
Did he bring the fee schedule? No. Well, actually, I need to give him a copy of that to put at the transfer station, too. So that's going to have to go on the warrant time.
You want to vote to rescind this at town meeting?
Yes.
Replace it with what?
It would be the ordinance needs to be rescinded, and the operating manual, the operating plan is what now governs the use of the facility per the permit. We had to apply for a new permit by notification. The Solid Waste Committee came to the Board of Selectmen, and we applied on March 1st, 2018 for a permit to replace our current permit. It has not come back yet, but once it does, we'll need to vote to remove the to withdraw the current permit and go, it'll be a new permit by notification, which will be identified with a number. Thank you. This all came to us from the Solid Waste Committee, just so you know.
So we're going to rescind this
at town meeting
and replace it with,
I believe that what was explained to us is that that needs to be rescinded as of the 1991 version, and now we operate under the guidelines of the operating plan.
But which we don't have.
This is the operating plan right in front of me. It's brand new. They typed it, gave it to us. We went through it. This has been going on for 6 months.
This is coming before the board for final approval.
Yeah, this hasn't been adopted yet. It's
going
to come back. I have to make sure that this is the up-to-date.
Well, my suggestion is that if there's something that the board agrees to and wants to do, what I would suggest is that we, before we vote to adopt it, rescind this and adopt that, or put it on a warrant, that it might really be a good idea to have a public hearing on the changes recommended.
So,
because you don't want to get caught in, you want to avoid any appearance of getting caught in the mess that happened 3 years ago.
Actually, you know, that's in here.
Huh?
That's part of it. The facility risk assessment is in here.
No.
All right, so this encompasses everything, soup to nuts.
No.
Yep. So this past town meeting, there was a vote to rescind the OHRV ordinance, and the board had a hearing before town meeting about that, even though it wasn't required by statute.
What?
Just to provide opportunity for public input on the matter.
Sure. But I think we should have a public hearing as part of the process. So
in that same spirit, yeah.
Where the heck does this go?
All right, okay. So this is a work in progress, Katie.
It's 99.99%.
All right.
I don't know what the heck
you need
that
this
is.
Back?
I do. I'll give that to Katie. We'll have to get the other one to put that on the wall. All right, these are the I'm going to just stick this in the front for right now. We can give Rick a copy of it, but we'll stick this in the front of this for now, Katie.
Okay.
I don't know what section it goes in. I've been in that thing all day today. Headache. All right. Anything else? Authorization, signatures, payroll, and accounts payable register. In addition to that, we're signing a check for $27,540.74 to the New Hampshire Retirement System. We're also signing a check for $10,151.00 for Capital Well Company, Inc.
How come you're not over here?
I'm coming, Tom. Don't worry.
He's all out of sorts. He needs guidance, April. For this?
Yes.
I'll make a motion that the Board of Selectmen sign the 2018 warrant for the collection of sewer user fees for the town of Sarmington in the amount of $67,138.09.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries.
Assessing items.
Go through that.
We approved minutes from the last meeting.
Are you?
Thank you. And this is the town clerk's appointment. Thanks. So that's that was submitted late.
We do not, we should charge.
She's not recommending that we charge too much.
All right, so Ms. Fortune, and we should say we do not. We should not, right?
Yeah.
Charge her.
Yeah, that's just her memo to you. It's not.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense. And we should not charge a huge fee. Okay, so.
So she's presented it without Dumich. If you'd like to vote to charge Dumich, then we would bring it back for next week.
We'll look at that first.
This is a contradiction.
I know that.
We should charge too much. It's recommended that, you know, it wasn't an accident, mistake, or misfortune for the owner.
Evidently, the owner lost it, and so that's why she recommended not charging it because she lost it.
The memo's not real clear, though. It goes back and forth. Did you read it?
Yeah, I just did.
I don't see the justification for not charging too much based on what's written here.
Okay. So we'll give that back to Terry. And Shani, too. Take care of that and then bring it back for signature. This one actually isn't missing an abatement.
And this is from
the
treasurer. This is addressed to the board, and I've attached the correspondence that I had previously sent them, and nothing has changed since that time.
No, I just feel there's no justification for not charging Dumich on that particular tax warrant. What's this? That's that gray house, isn't it? That's vacant? Across from Lefebvre?
I don't know. No, it's down by...
Well, it'll have to go to town meeting to sell it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. We don't own that property.
Huh?
We don't
the
own
town
that
doesn't own the property, which they've been told last fall.
Yeah, it's not owned by the town. No. It's in the, it's within the family, I believe.
Which is the response I had sent last November after they contacted the board the first time.
Mike. 737.
So I don't know how you'd like me to respond. It's the same response as November.
The taxes haven't been paid for the last 4 years. Is that correct?
The board decided not to deed the property.
So what's the status of the property with respect to the town? There's back taxes owed, right?
Correct.
But the board decided not to take the property?
Correct.
Why?
That wasn't discussed publicly. We could go into more detail if you want to go into a different session, I guess, but the board at the time, based on information provided by the tax collector at the time, determined that it would not be in the best interest of the town to deed the property. There are some issues with between ownership with the bank and heirs of the estate, and there's some court cases going on and what have you, and it was...
So it's not a clean swipe.
It's a complicated
yeah.
ownership matter.
That has nothing to do with the town right now,
yeah.
other than we're owed the taxes.
And it's been difficult to find contact information for any potential heirs who may have a stake in ownership, and so that's been difficult for the town as well in terms of providing proper notice when you can't locate the people to notice. So that was another complication. But as it stands, it is not town-owned property.
Unless we take it for back taxes.
Correct.
But we can't do
Which
that either.
Which is something we ought to revisit and look at.
You will with your next deed cycle.
Hmm?
You should with your next deed cycle, I would think. Which will be coming up end of this summer. This is just the other correspondence I don't
know. Well, I'd be glad to stop by and talk to these folks. Both. I think at least for the time being, we could ask the police to keep an eye on it. So, you know, if there's drug use going on there and stuff like that. I'll talk to them.
Might want to talk to Chief Hankard before you go talk.
Hmm?
I would, if you talk to anybody, talk to Chief Hankard before you talk to anyone.
Okay.
Because it isn't a town matter, so.
Do you want me to make a copy of that for you so I can put that original in the file?
I'll do it.
Hold that until now, right?
Yeah, I won't respond unless the board directs me to otherwise. If you
well, I would
no.
prefer that your
no.
first stop would be at Chief Hankard's
okay.
instead of talking to the residents directly. Okay. Review and approval of the minutes of May 30th, 2018.
I didn't have any changes when I read them.
I'll make a motion that we approve the Board of Selectmen minutes for May 30th, 2018, with changes.
Second.
Discussion. Under 3.1, April, there needs to be Selectman Olmstead swore Mr. Ledgard in, please. Under 4.2, there's no second to that motion. Yeah. It might have been me.
Kitty, I think I had asked you, anyway to find out how many people click on the website to look at the minutes and stuff like
no,
that?
No, I haven't had time yet because we have to set it up.
Okay. But there is a way
but
to...
But I will. Yeah, there is a way, and I will bring it back okay. for you for sure. And it can show you...
It'd be disinteresting to see how many people look at that, look
yeah.
at the stuff. You know?
Yeah, and we should be able to tell by IP address so we can tell if it's actually from more than one person versus the same person working the town office looking for something, you know.
Yeah.
So you can actually tell how many are okay. new visitors and what's the first page they go to. Okay. There's all kinds of good data.
All right. Any further discussion on the minutes? All
no.
those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. I'll make a motion that we approve the Board of Selectmen's non-public minutes of May 30th, 2018 with changes.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. Do we have any donations?
No donations tonight.
Anything else that needs to come before the board?
Move we adjourn.
I'll second it. All those in favor? Aye. At 5:56.